Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I've written two books dealing with weight. The first is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. And that's correct. I mean, live at any weight you choose, not just lose weight. Live at any weight you choose. The second one is called How to Weigh Less Permanently. That's an ebook. Now, today, we're going to talk about this nonsense that experts are trying to tell you that there's an obesity epidemic or that it's a disease. And it's just absolute nonsense. There is no epidemic, and being overweight or fat or obese is not a disease. So I went to the internet and I looked up the definition of obesity. And wouldn't you know, it says, and I quote, "Obesity occurs when you take in more calories than you burn through exercise and normal daily activities." Wow, what a shock. That means you're putting too much food in your mouth. And that's what they call an epidemic, a disease? That's nonsense. And now they say that 2.5 million people, and this is from the internet, die every year from obesity. Now, isn't that crazy? 2.5 million people. Now, even they have defined the epidemic, if you want to call it, as a medically recognized disease. That's crazy. The experts are all misleading us. And why do they call it that? Well, because then insurance companies may very well pay for the treatment. In other words, all the money goes to the sponsors of these weight loss programs, all of which are not going to do anything for you on a permanent basis. So now, here we are. It's 2020. People are saying it's an epidemic, it's a medically recognized disease. And the definition of obesity is you're putting too much food in your mouth. How is that a disease? Nonsense. So let's talk about the epidemic. You know, 50 or 75 years ago, almost nobody was overweight or fat. Almost nobody. So this disease, if that's what they call it, didn't even exist. So what happened? What changed? Because now, if you talk to the experts, statistically, they will tell you 70% or at least 70% of everybody in America is overweight or fat or obese. 70%. That went from like nothing 50 or 60 or 70 years ago to a lot. Now, if you're really curious about people weighed then, look at some old movies, the 40s or 50s, and you will find that almost nobody in the movies was overweight or fat. Now you go to movies and there's a lot of overweight or fat people. So what's the difference? If you go back and look 50, 60, 70 years ago, they had a lot of food. It's not the food. They had ice cream. They had French fries. They had fried chicken. They had hamburgers. They had salad dressing. They had a lot of white bread. And all the experts then would tell you to eat white bread. It's healthy. Now the experts are saying, oh my gosh, there's carbohydrates in white bread. Indeed, there may well be, but they had the same number of carbohydrates 70 years ago. So what's the difference? Why is there panic stricken, other than the money, which of course the sponsors of these programs want you to give them, or want the insurance companies or states to give them your money or their money? So what happened is the world has become much more complex. It's faster. Things happen at a faster pace. We have internet. We have cell phones. We have emails. We have texts. The world has become more competitive. There are international events all the time. You read about them in the paper. They're scary. So people now need more food in their mouth to deal with or cope with these events. Again, the only reason people put all the food in the mouth is to be able to cope, to make themselves feel better or stop from feeling bad. Now there's more nervousness, there's anxiety, there's more depression. They're all of fear and uncertainty and of the future and even now. So that's why we're having this phony epidemic and this nonsense disease. Remember, again, the reason people are getting overweight or fat is they put more food in their mouths to feel better. Now, you know, nobody really wants to be overweight or fat or obese or get diabetes or heart conditions from eating too much. Nobody wants that. And if somebody would come to you and say, how would you like to die early? You think he was crazy, he or she. But instead, you are putting more food in your mouth than you need for nourishment. Again, I don't call this eating. Eating become a glamorous term. This is not eating. If you want to eat, you eat for nourishment. If you want to take care of your emotional issues, then you put food in your mouth. So in order to stop this phony epidemic and this nonsense disease, you have to learn how to deal with the emotional issues without putting food in your mouth. That's all it is. Because if everybody could put less food in his or her mouth, there wouldn't be an epidemic. Calling it a disease is just nonsense. I think that's a play for money. So you will have someone paying for you to go to these classes or get advice, and all the advice is the same. Oh, change your lifestyle. Learn how to do this. Follow my diet. Go to exercise. Go to the gym. And they show you pictures of fancy people who tell you they did exactly that. I will tell you that a lot of people running these programs, the sponsors of the programs, weigh much too much. So they can't even deal with themselves. They're no different than you or me or anybody else. So if you want to learn permanently how to weigh less, and you don't need either, you have to stop putting all the food in your mouth. Now, I'm not telling you to stop putting the food in your mouth. That's just a wasted effort. I'm telling you how to eliminate the emotional need you feel to put all the food in your mouth, because that's why you're overweight or fat or obese. So stick with us. I will show you and teach you for free how to eliminate the need you feel to put food in your mouth when you're under pressure, when you're tired, when you're anxious, and when you're depressed. You won't need the food. Food is just a substitute for feeling okay. So this is John Thomas. Stick with me. Forget this phony epidemic that doesn't exist. All it is people putting too much food in their mouth. That's the whole simple thing, and I'll tell you how to get rid of it. Keep listening. Thanks.